Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5MinuteHistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteHistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 76, The History of Rock and Roll. The history of rock and roll is a tale of musical revolution, cultural upheaval, and artistic innovation. Emerging in the mid-20th century, rock and roll reshaped the landscape of popular music, influencing countless genres and generations. Its roots stretch deep into the traditions of blues, gospel, jazz, and country music, reflecting a fusion of sounds that became the foundation of an entirely new musical movement. The origins of rock and roll can be traced back to the African-American communities of the southern United States, where rhythm and blues, R&B, flourished in the early 20th century. Influenced by the call and response patterns of gospel, the raw emotionality of the blues, and the syncopation of jazz, R&B provided the essential building blocks for what would become rock and roll. Meanwhile, country and Western music, which had its own deep traditions in folk and Appalachian melodies, contributed its storytelling style and twangy instrumentation to the evolving sound. During the 1940s and early 1950s, the lines between these musical styles began to blur. Artists like Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Big Joe Turner, and Louis Jordan played energetic, rhythm-driven music that contained the key ingredients of rock and roll. The term itself gained popularity in the early 1950s, when disc jockey Alan Freed used it to describe the high-energy R&B records he played on his radio show, helping to introduce the sound to a broader audience. One of the defining moments in rock and roll history came in 1954 with the release of Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets. Though not the first rock and roll song, it became one of the genre's earliest anthems, bringing the music to mainstream audiences. Around the same time, Elvis Presley burst onto the scene, blending blues and country influences with a dynamic stage presence that captivated audiences. His 1956 hit Heartbreak Hotel signaled a new era in music, as rock and roll became the dominant force in popular culture. As the genre gained momentum, a wave of pioneering artists defined the sound and spirit of rock and roll. Chuck Berry's electrifying guitar riffs and witty lyrics on songs like Johnny B. Goode set a template for future rock musicians. Little Richard's flamboyant performances and wild energy on tracks like Tutti Frutti challenged conventional norms. Jerry Lee Lewis brought a fiery intensity to rock and roll piano, while Buddy Holly's innovative approach to songwriting left a lasting impact on the genre's evolution. Despite its growing popularity, rock and roll faced resistance from conservative elements in society, who viewed it as a threat to traditional values. Concerns over its perceived links to rebellion, racial integration, and youthful defiance led to bans in some communities. Nevertheless, the genre's unstoppable rise continued, fueled by the energy and enthusiasm of young listeners who embraced its revolutionary spirit. By the early 1960s, rock and roll had evolved into a broader rock music movement, with the British invasion reshaping the industry. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and The Who brought a fresh take on rock, incorporating elements of blues, pop, and psychedelia. These bands, influenced by early rock and roll pioneers, in turn inspired new generations of musicians to push the genre's boundaries. The 1960s also saw the rise of folk rock, garage rock, and experimental sounds, demonstrating the genre's limitless potential. The late 1960s and early 1970s ushered in the era of hard rock and progressive rock, as bands like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and Deep Purple explored heavier sounds, intricate compositions, and elaborate stage performances. Rock music became more than just a genre. It was a cultural phenomenon that reflected the social and political upheavals of the time. The counterculture movement embraced rock as a means of protest and self-expression, with artists like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin becoming symbols of artistic freedom. As the 1970s progressed, rock continued to diversify. Punk rock emerged as a reaction against the excesses of mainstream rock, with bands like the Ramones and the Sex Pistols delivering raw, stripped-down music with a rebellious edge. Meanwhile, the rise of stadium rock and glam rock, exemplified by acts such as Queen and David Bowie, brought theatricality and larger-than-life personas to the forefront. The decade also saw the beginnings of heavy metal, with Black Sabbath pioneering a darker, heavier sound that would inspire countless bands in the years to come. The 1980s and 1990s witnessed further innovation within rock music as new subgenres emerged. Alternative rock, driven by bands like REM and the Pixies, gained popularity, setting the stage for the grunge explosion of the early 1990s, led by Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Soundgarden. At the same time, hard rock and metal bands such as Guns N' Roses and Metallica reached new heights of success, while punk rock experienced a resurgence through acts like Green Day and The Offspring. As the 21st century unfolded, rock music continued to evolve, adapting to changing musical landscapes. While pop, hip-hop, and electronic music grew in dominance, rock remained an influential force, with bands like the White Stripes, Arctic Monkeys, and Foo Fighters keeping the spirit of rock alive. Festivals such as Glastonbury and Coachella continued to showcase rock acts, proving that the genre still resonated with audiences worldwide. The legacy of rock and roll endures, not just as a musical style, but as a cultural movement that transformed the way people create and experience music. The rebellious energy, emotional depth, and sonic innovations of rock continue to inspire musicians and fans alike. From its roots in the blues and R&B of the early 20th century to its evolution into countless subgenres, rock and roll remains a symbol of artistic freedom, defiance, and boundless creativity. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.